doing Avat Chesed, and last night we saw different quotes about the importance of tzedakah, and now we're going to see quotes about the importance of giving each and every day of our lives. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, Rabbi Eliezer yayv puta le'ani v'hadal matzli. Rabbi Eliezer would always give the pauper a coin and only then start his prayer. As the verse says, Ani b'tzedek echazef anecha. When I come to see your countenance, God, I do it with tzedek. And that's why one is supposed to give tzedakah prior to Shmona Esrei. Before we start our prayer, we're supposed to give tzedakah either during Ashrei or by Baruch David.
Before Shmona Esrei comes.
At some point, yeah. You could give it in the beginning of prayer. We have here, Baruch Hashem, quite a few chatanim. So I'll share with you an interesting thing about tzedakah. When my wife became pregnant with our first son, so I went to Rav Halberstam Zatzal, and we consulted with him about everything, anything we could. So I told him that Baruch Hashem, we married it, my wife became pregnant. He had told us which verses of Tehillim to say while we were praying for pregnancy. So we wanted to know, what do we do now? So he told us what verses to say now in Tehillim. And he also said, every day, take three coins, three identical coins. He said, if you feel like you're wealthy enough, so you could take three 10-shekel pieces or three 5-shekel pieces. If you can't afford that, so take three 10 agurot. Three of the same coin, that's what's important, and put it in tzedakah. I don't remember if he said once a day or twice a day. I have to ask my wife. And when you put it in tzedakah, say, Yehi ratzon sheteled ishti ben zachar. May it be the will of Hashem that my wife should have a male son, a male child. This was our first child. And Baruch Hashem, our prayers were answered. These were the first 40 days, where we have on tradition that it's not yet defined what the gender of the child is going to be. And Baruch Hashem, the first child was a boy, and we married it to have a bris and a pinyon and ben. So that's what he told me. And when my wife became pregnant with the second baby, so I came to him and I asked, what do I do now? If I pray like you told me then I won't fulfill pru or vu. So he thought about it, and he said, still, you're still young, you should still pray that the second child should also be a son, a male. Which is interesting. I don't know why he said that, but that's what he said. Okay, so he said, when we approach prayer, what?
The second one was
daughter,
no?
No, there was a pregnancy in between. Let's continue. What we saw here was that Rabbi Eliezer used to give charity before prayer, and we said halachically, we're also supposed to give tzedakah as introduction to prayer. The Rambam quotes this in halacha. The Rambam says, "Gedolei chachamim, the great rabbis, the great sages, are yunonim puta l'ani kodem kol tefila. They give a coin to the poor before each prayer." The Shulchan Aruch also says it's good. Tov liten puta l'ani kodem kol tefila. It's good to give the poor coin before each prayer, as the verse says, "Ani betzedek echazef anecha." V'chol shkenim noten lekupa shetzdaka shadist fein. Certainly, if you give a pushka, that's even better. The verse says, "Tzedek tzedek tildof," and the Rosh in his famous letter, or Chaim, the Rosh writes, "Uvechol yom lo techsam matanam mu'etet lechol apachot kodem atfila." Every day, a person should ensure that he gives some tzedakah, and if he could, it should be prior to his prayer. But every day, a person should give some tzedakah. And then we could all afford to give 10 agurot. We can afford that. Now he quotes from the Shloh that Katvu Chachmei HaEmet, the Kabbalist wrote, "Al yedei shenoten puta l'ani dehainu tzedakah kodem atfila," by giving a coin to the poor, which is tzedakah, preceding our tefillah, "podet tefillato mikol mekatrik." So to speak, he's redeeming his prayer from anyone wants, any angel that wants to claim against him, any claimants against him. "Kim katreg olev mispar katan tzedakah." Mekatreg is the gematria katan of tzedakah. "V'yikach biyad yemino," and one should ideally take the tzedakah in his right hand and say, "Ani v'tzedek yechazef anecha," as he gives the tzedakah. There's a tshuva of the Maharam, and we'll end with this for today. The Maharam writes, "V'lamadnu dekol hanoten tzedakah, we learn out that anyone who gives tzedakah, afilu nitan rashut lemalach ha'poraniyot lipara mimenu, even if the angel of harm was given permission to harm him, en ha'malach ha'munah la tzedakah menicho, the angel who's responsible for tzedakah doesn't let him approach. So the angel is coming, he wants to inflict his harm. Once one gives tzedakah, he has the angel of tzedakah protecting him. Ela ratz v'olech min malachei shalom v'marom, v'hem nonin lo ritza v'omed lifnei ha-kadosh baruch hu v'lomed lav sanegoria. But rather, the angel of tzedakah runs between the angels of peace and heavens, and he runs before the Creator and starts defending the person. He says before Hashem, ribono shel olam, ploni shenatata reshut le'avdo zechut gdola b'yado. God, you gave permission to this angel to harm him, but he has great merit. Umalach memunah al poanut omer. So the other angel comes in and claims, b'shvi zeh ata mezakeh, v'lo kama avirot b'yado. He says, but he has sins, that's why you gave me permission to harm him. Let me at him. V'zeh mishiv. And then this angel responds, mitzvah zo she'asa shkula k'neged kulam. This mitzvah that he performed outweighs all the things that you have a claim. באותה שעה הקדוש ברוך הוא אומר למלאכי הפורענות, and at that time God says to the angels of harm, אל תיגעו בו, do not touch him, כי מצאו לו זכות, for that we found the merit for him. So the merit of tzedakah is different than all other merits. The merit of tzedakah is something that this tshuva describes it as angels arguing in heaven, but the idea is that the weight of this mitzvah can outweigh other things, and it stands by a person at times where he needs extra protection up in heaven.